I don't hold on to anger.
No, if you, the fact that you're talking about you don't hold on to it means that you do have it, man.
Irregardless, I don't let it.
No such word as irregardless, man.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now, please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay. You can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay, then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scully. I almost forgot to set my timer because I almost forgot. I haven't been on so long. I forgot to record the show and I just hit it before we started. So welcome, everybody. I haven't been on air in a little bit. Things have been a little hectic, but I'll get into that in a minute. But thank you for listening to the show. If you are listening, you're listening one of two ways. And I'm always trying to branch out, but we'll see what happens. If you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, you're listening through Facebook Live, because that's how we perform the show. We do it live. And the other way you can listen is to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Google Play. Well, it's actually not even Google Play anymore. It's just Apple. It's, what is it, iTunes? I don't even know anymore. How do you pick? Oh, iHeartRadio. That's it. It's been so long. iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcast, that's where I'm available. So let's start the show off because I'm a little all over the place. That's just the honest truth. I'm a little bit all over the place. So I'm going to do the best I can, bring you up to speed about what's been going on with me in the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's it.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So it's been, I don't know, a month since I've been on air. No, maybe 3 weeks. I'm not even sure. I've just been so busy and I've been neglectful, and that's my fault. I've been neglectful. I've been bad. And I don't want to be bad. I want to be bad, which I bang bang. That's an old song. Not even that old. But yeah, I haven't been on because I've been working. And God, I miss the pandemic. I do. I had more time during the pandemic. I miss it. I had all this extra time. Yeah, I was freaking out if I had enough money or anything, and then worried I was going to get sick or my family's going to get sick or everybody I know was going to get sick, but I had more time. But yeah, I've been burning it. When I say I've been burning it on both ends, I mean, I've been burning it in all ways, in a circle. I've been on the Salem Trolley. I've been doing the day shifts on that. At night, I'm doing stand-up. Everything's been getting busy, busy. I got some filming I've been doing, some background work. A lot of stuff's been just, and it's summer, and I've been on the paddleboard. So I've been kind of busy. You might notice I got a little tan. I got a little tan. You guys haven't seen me in a little bit. I got to get another haircut because it's the summer, and my hair's growing out. Here's the thing. I'm all over the place when it comes to the monologue. That's truly what it is. But I got to tell you this. I know that things are still a little spooky out there, but you gotta relax. You got to relax a little bit. The fear is what's going to hurt us. I know the disease is pretty bad too, but the fear causes more problem than the actual disease. And if I can offer anything, I would offer just do the best you can about not freaking out. Just don't freak out. Don't freak out. Just got to keep it together, because with the Delta variant and people traveling and it's up, you know, cases are spotting up here and there. And, you know, it's scary. It's scary, but it's not where it was, which is good. We have a handle on it. We got stuff going on. We're better because of it. hope. I don't know. Things have just been mental in general, and it seems like nobody's really paying attention, you know? And again, I know the way that, you know, I'm trying to make people laugh. That's what I'm trying to do. Matter of fact, my guest tonight, we're going to have some fun because we just worked together 3-4 weeks ago up in Maine, and you're going to absolutely love him. So I'm just going to talk about the fact that I want people not to freak out. And I've met a lot of people. Like, I've been so busy on the trolley that I'm meeting people from all over the world, as always. They always come to Salem, and I'm really finding myself that I have this vacation mentality. I'm trying to relax. I'm going, well, it's not a big deal. Let's just go through and roll. And for the most part, people look pretty cool. And then every once in a while, you get, you know, you get those people. And, you know, you do the best you can. That's all you can do. You can just try to keep people from killing each other, killing themselves. And that's all you can do. But you gotta have a little fun in life, because eventually it's going to be all over. So you got to take advantage of it. You got to enjoy every single moment, every single day, you got to just do all that stuff. You just got to be cool. That's why I'm doing this again. And I don't know if you know this, the ninth anniversary. Yeah. The ninth season starting in a couple weeks. You can look at my calendar. This is Radio Regardless's birthday right here. And here's my birthday right there. So I'm getting in a different mindset now where I'm trying to think about, well, yeah, I do all these shows and I do the tourism and, you know, I'm doing the stand-up. But I'm working a lot of new clients. I'm working some more angles. You might be able to see me in a lot of different places, hopefully coming up. And I'm just working on stuff. So that's it. And I was going to get into some, you know, some of the climate. Here's the thing. I watch a lot of YouTube videos. And sometimes my wife comes in, she looks at me like I'm watching porn. She goes, oh my God, what are you doing? Because I watch videos, anything from watch people die inside, which to me is just funny what things happen, and, you know, or fail videos, because I'm a little bit more conservative. I watch some of the conservative news outlets. A lot of them come up with the feed. And of course, I watch a lot of political stuff. I mean, I listen to Jimmy Dore, who's progressive, Young Turks, Mark Dice. I listen to a whole bunch of things. I watch a whole bunch of videos. And my wife started working out. We got a trampoline. She's into this whole trampoline exercise thing, which is really cool. I've got to oil the shit out of it because it goes every time. So I just want to oil it. That's a different story. But she watches YouTube, and we don't switch back and forth in profiles. So she watches. So she turns on my YouTube channel, and she is fucking horrified. She's like, oh my God. And I'm like, what are you going to do? You know, but then I try to explain, which makes it sound worse. It's like, no, I wasn't watching Nuns on Horseback. I don't know where that came from. So, but I try to explain to her how I'm watching all different sources. I'm watching regular news clips. I'm watching, you know, the sensational stuff. I'm listening because I want to hear every single part so I can kind of interpret it and see if it all makes sense. And, you know, it's one of those funny things because me and my wife differ very much politically, like morality, behaviorally, and, you know, emotionally, we're on the same page. But politically, just on opposite sides. So, and I was going to talk about the governor of New York, but I'm not a resident of New York, so I don't have to worry about any of that shit. So just let's keep our shit together. That's all we do. Let's not start blaming people again. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. You don't want to wear a mask? Don't wear a mask. You want to get vaccinated? Get vaccinated. You don't want to get don't. Just do whatever it is. And you got to watch out. You got to watch out, because I'm a firm believer in choice and freedom. And I don't want to be told what to do, and I don't want to tell other people what to do. And this is kind of a weird area, because they're like, well, there's a, you know, as far as the country goes, you have to protect each other. No, you don't. This is every man for himself, or every person for themselves, or every human. I don't even know what to call it. I can't even say guys anymore on the trolley. I have to say folks. I live in New England, and guys is a thing. But Just let's try not to start hating each other again so quick. That's all I'm suggesting. Let's see if things make sense. Let's not start blaming each other. If people get sick, if they don't get sick, there's 100 reasons people get sick and 100 reasons they don't. So let's just chill and we'll get through this again like we do everything. So because it's just another day and you got to get through it. And speaking of another day, I love doing the segment of this show. This is This Day in History.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you? Huh? Huh? Huh?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
So again, I love doing this show. I've learned so much about our history, about American history, world history. It's This Day in History. And it's really weird because as I always start when I go through this stuff, I find out like nothing really happens. No mask. You take it. Yeah. I hate me. You can hate it. Hey, don't hate yourself. You're okay. Oh, my brother. And you have to stay folks instead of X. I'm not going to read the comments anymore. You guys want to stay tuned because we got a great guest and I prepped a new game. Anyway, let me go through this. Then I'll get my guest up. So as I was saying, when I start this, a lot of things really don't kind of happen for a while. Like maybe something, 600, 700 years ago, even 1,000 years ago, which is really cool. But now this day in history is actually more modern. Let's just start from the top. 1821, the first edition of the Saturday Evening Post was published on this day, and it was published up until 1969. That's a long amount of time. 1830, plans for Chicago were laid out. 1830. 1862, United States government collects its first income tax. Boo! Boo! This is actually kind of sad, but kind of fun. In 1914, Germany declared war on Belgium, Britain declares war on Germany, and the United States declared neutrality. Today, on this day in 1914, Jesus Christmas. 1944, Anne Frank arrested in Amsterdam by the Nazis on this day. 1955, Eisenhower authorizes $46 million for construction of the CIA headquarters.
Bruh.
Central Intelligence. Yeah, that's an oxymoron. Believe me, I don't like the government. If anybody ever said, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help you, fucking run. That's all. I'm not a conspiracy theory. I'm just saying some of that shit's true. Anyway. A year later, Elvis Presley released the song Hound Dog. In 1962, Nelson Mandela was captured by South African police. So Anne Frank got arrested and Nelson Mandela got arrested. What the fuck? Coincidentally, in 1970, Jim Morrison got arrested for drunkenness. 1977, President Carter established the Department of Energy. People think the cabinet is like, the cabinet was this always expanding thing. And Washington, he didn't know what the I remember learning in the school, he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He was going on uncharted territory. He decided to start a cabinet. People say what they want about the founding fathers, but you know something? I wouldn't want to have done it, start my own country. 1980, Hurricane Helene kills 272 people in Texas and Caribbean. 1980. Now, you got to understand, in 1980, we didn't have the sophisticated satellites and GPS that we do now. I mean, it was in the fledgling form. It was so new. So that is a ton of people because hurricanes, they don't kill that kind of people anymore. We have advanced warning. We understand even when they just pop out of nowhere. So that was a big thing. Also in 1980, this is actually a bigger tragedy. John and Yoko began recording Double Fantasy. I'd rather hear about the hurricane. 1983, while warming up before the fifth inning, Yankees' Dave Winfield accidentally kills a seagull. It's not funny. I'm going to get some calls from PETA. In 1984, Carl Lewis wins the gold medal in the 100-meter dash in the LA Olympics in the summer. And in this day, and my friend Paul is listening right now, Hurricane had Shelby Scott. And in 2013, on this day, actor Peter Capaldi of Scotland lands the role of the Doctor in the 12th incarnation of the Doctor Who British TV show. And that has totally jumped the fucking shark now. So that's fine. So that is this day in history. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my first break. And when I come back, you're going to get a chance to listen to my very, very funny guest. Actually, I'm going to play a little segment in the first intro here. Mike Gray will be joining us. So ladies and gentlemen, stick around. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
And now, Radio Irregardless presents Mike Gray.
Also never fit in at work. That's another place I've never really enjoyed. You know, we all hate work, but I mean, the thing is, they would always know I'm a comedian. So they'd always be like, Mike, why don't you joke with us? Why don't you joke with us, Mike? You never joke around with us, tell jokes with us. You never do that. How come you don't do that? Because you're not funny, Bob. You come in every day. It's always the same shit. Oh, hey, Jim, what's going on? Whooped your ass at fantasy football. Oh, Bob, hey, I'm working hard, hardly working. It's not funny. You want to hear a joke, Bob? How about this? You know, every week I work with you at least 40 hours a week. And I lie in bed at night and fantasize about eviscerating you with a box cutter. Yeah. And everybody else is at work, too. They're tied up in chairs in a semicircle. And they're chanting for me. They know they're next, Bob, but they're still chanting for me because they hate you, too. They don't think you're funny, either. They're like, Mike, Mike, Mike. Jim's over there like, yeah, open him up like a tent zipper. And I think about that every single night. And that's how I lull myself to sleep. Up top, big guy. Bob, you leave me hanging, I'll cut you down in front of your family. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow at 9. Then I look like an asshole and find myself in HR because Bob can't take a joke.
Back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia, and joining me via Facebook Instant Messenger, and I think I got it all figured out, Mike Gray, everybody. Let's just give him the virtual crowd loves you. How are you, Mike?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Let me boost you a little bit. That makes sense. And my God, second round.
Yeah, they just won't stop.
They won't, but there they are. Mike, I forgot. Here's the thing. When you did that clip, that was the clip of the last time we worked together in a gunkwit. And I had a long day and I came up and I was ready to drink and I started drinking right away. And unfortunately, I didn't see your whole set. I saw your opening and then I saw the closing and I didn't get a chance. So when I listened to that, I'm like, oh, my God, did I miss? I missed all the chunk because we've worked together a bunch of times and I've seen your act and I know you're hysterically funny. Oh, and by the way, let me get through all this stuff. This is Mike Gray, everybody, and you can follow him on Facebook. He's working on his own website, but let me see if I get it right. It's on Facebook. It's Mike Gray Comedian, correct?
Yes. Yep.
All right. That's it. We got that. Yeah. So we've worked together a bunch of times and Pachunkies, New Hampshire, mm-hmm. a bunch of times. And then literally the last time was in a gunkwit. And I think the funny thing is when I reached out to you and I go, oh, I'd love to have you on, you know, I talked to you that night. And then you sent me a Facebook message going, hey, Mark, I don't know if you were really drunk and just figured you'd ask me or. But no, I remember asking you.
Well, I had
of
to be sure, you know. No. I didn't know if it was one of those drunken promises.
It was a text. And it was like, you up? So I'll tell you what. We got a ton of people listening live right now. So tell the wonderful audience all about yourself. How long you've been doing stand-up? Give some people some information about you.
Well, I'm from Maine. I've lived in Maine my whole life. I grew up closer to like the Bangor area, like way up in the woods and on a dirt road, actually on a road. Yeah.
What town?
Corinna.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's tiny. It's literally just a couple of gas stations between a couple bigger towns on the way to Moosehead Lake. That's it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And you always lived there? You grew up there?
Yeah, and then I moved down to Portland around 2012.
Okay.
And I started doing comedy in 2015 or so.
In your act, you talk about the town is so small. And here's the thing. I love your act. I love the set you had.
Thank you.
And the opening thing you do about the guys who's cut your hair. I would love to put that on. But the thing is, you know, I'll be honest with you. It's not that you said anything wrong. I just worry about, you know, my thing is, like, comics, do you find that now? Do you find it now? You've been doing, you said 2015?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I've been doing it since 1990, so it's changed quite a bit. Have you seen a huge shift in the past, you know, few years, especially like the whole political correctness thing and what you can say and what you can't say? Have you altered your act to change any of that?
Not a lot. There were a few times that when I went to a gun quit, because everyone's like, oh, there's a big gay community, like don't say the F word. But the thing is, I try to always use it in context, like, because then that joke, it's self-deprecating.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because people have called me that just because of how I look.
Well, the way the setup of the joke, and, you know, I'll set it up. The setup of the joke is he grew up in a small town. He's got long. You see how, you know, his joke is he looks like a Megadeth. The Megadeth cover band.
Yep. Yep.
And so there's this guy who literally in his own town just rolls down his window and says, cut your hair, fag. Which is very funny. And then he says it's basically he's the most liberal guy in the town. And it's really funny. It's a great joke. And you did that in a gunkwit and it was completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
And but I mean, I've done, you know, I'm just wondering if because I've did jokes about, you know, something stupid like dancing. And I did a joke about the electric slide, which when people started they started hitting each other in the head. I called it the dyslexic slide. I had a woman come up to me after the show and she's like, you know, you shouldn't make fun of dyslexia. I have dyslexia. It's not funny. And I'm like, I'm not making fun of dyslexia.
See, people don't understand nuance and context a lot of the times. But the problem is, like, a lot of people who watch comedy or they just casually go to comedy, they don't understand it, which I understand that, you know, those people are going to be out there. The problem is when comedians begin to start. They don't understand context, but they're booking the room and they're telling you can't say this or that.
Yeah.
That's an issue. Jay Shinoin, do you know him?
No.
He's an awesome dude. He works with the Altercation Punk Comedy Tour with JT Habersat when he comes around. Okay. And he had a show in Boston and I can't remember who ran it, but they made him sign some like 10 pages typed a waiver that he wouldn't sexually harass or hit on anyone. Typed 10 pages. It's not, I mean, that's for real.
You know, I mean, I've seen court documents where they're like double spaced. It probably looked like that, like a con. That's fucking wow. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's, and the thing is, it's like, you know, in the 90s, you couldn't harass people either. You just get your ass kicked. But nowadays, we have to go through like this legal precedent. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I think everything's up for being joked about. Mm-hmm. And in your act, you joke about everything and you've got a great style of yourself and you don't hold back. Like you say, like the whole joke about if you're in work, just like the clip I played about, I fantasize about killing you. And it's one of these things that if people just look at the ridiculousness of it and just for a moment and you go, I would never do that. I wish I could. You know, it's that moment of, I wish I could. And some people just take it way too fucking seriously. So,
yeah. Yeah. It's like people say you can't joke about this or that, but it's like my dad died because he was an alcoholic. And it's like, I go to all these places where people are drinking all the time. Am I supposed to ask you can't drink because that offends me? You know what I mean? That because my dad died of cirrhosis of the liver that you should probably not drink in front of me because that's crass.
Well, because you're well-balanced and you figured some shit out. So do you perform mostly in New England or you perform all over the country?
I'm trying to break out. I haven't been on any festivals or anything like that. I really want to get around the country and work. I want to do Austin at some point. I'd like to go there. I hear Atlanta's blowing up. I'm actually going to try to go on the road. My girlfriend and I are going to go early next year. We're just going to go on a road trip, and I'm going to try to hit up some comedy hotspots along the way.
You sure you want to get in the road with the
girlfriend? I have earplugs.
Oh no! See, I think of it the other way around. I think about it, if I went in the road with my wife, it wouldn't be that she would drive me crazy. I would drive her fucking crazy, and I know that. Like, she'd be like, "Oh, dude, get."
Oh yeah.
Because she's like, "I'm gonna go have breakfast somewhere." I'm like, "Okay, go ahead." And she'd be like, "Can we go together?" Okay, we'll go this one time, and then I'll be like, "Oh, honey, I got to do this," and like, I would drive her fucking crazy.
Yeah, I worry about that too. I tell her all the time, like, you know, I think I would drive you nuts. I don't want you to just leave me on the side of the road in Mississippi or something.
Like my buddy just said, two heads out, one comes back. But yeah, I've actually been to Austin. I've been to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. They're both really good scenes, and I think I know you're not
too, especially Austin, because Joe Rogan moved. So whole thing about Joe is he's saying that, you know, Los Angeles kind of corrupted comedy to an extent because a lot of people were just trying to get acting gigs, but this is going to keep it separate. It's just going to be stand up.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
And Joe's right. I mean, you know, I was doing shows with Joe when he was in Boston, and Joe's a comic. Like, he's a real comic. And, you know, his podcast is, I mean, he's got so much fucking money. He never has to tell another joke if he doesn't want to for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Between but he keeps MMA doing stuff, it, which is great.
Because he loves it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, even if I had a portion of that money. See, I had this discussion with, I just worked with Mark Riccadonna. I don't know if you worked with Mark.
I haven't.
He's out of New York, and him and I were talking within 5 minutes because he's been doing a comedy probably as long as I have. And we were talking, and I said, Jesus, I said, how do you get to quit this fucking job? Because we were talking about DJ Hazard, and he goes, oh, yeah, DJ's retired. I went, how the fuck do you pull that off? I said, I've been trying to quit this fucking job forever. And I can't.
Yeah.
and then we agreed. And I said, look, I said, I pointed to the stage and I said, I will never stop doing that. I said, that's what I love up there, the stage.
Yeah.
I said, it's the booking. It's calling the agents. I mean, you know, there was, you know,
yeah, that's,
I mean,
that's definitely, because sometimes I have to like sit down and tell myself, send this guy an email, go here, like talk to this guy on Facebook, get in the, you know, and it's just, it really is, it's work. It's like a couple hours at a time. I just sit down and just send emails.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, I've, my wife's an actor and I act, and comedy is one of these things that you, I mean, I learned a long time ago, don't get your self-esteem from the crowd or from the person who books you. You got to find it a different way. And with comedy and acting, you constantly have to ask. You always have to apply. Even if you worked for somebody before, you have to almost apply every single day. And most people who are in different industries, they're like, what is that? I go, think of it like this. You go to your job and you apply to the job and you fill out the application. You take the drug test. You do all these things. You do the forms, and then you wait 2 weeks, and then you get the job and you're on stage. And then 2 weeks later, you go to another job. You do the same thing all fucking over again.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you go, are you planning to just like start down the coast with your girlfriend and just kind of mobile home the whole kind of thing, living out of a car?
Yeah, we got a truck camper, and I got this massive truck that serves no purpose otherwise. And it's got a quad cab and an 8-foot bed. It's the biggest it's huge. It's a giant work truck. And we got a sliding camper for it. I'm like, that's, you know, that's plenty of room. You got plenty of leg room with that thing. And then so we're going to hit, we have a friend that we went to high school with is she near Asheville, Katie? North Carolina?
I don't know exactly where.
Yeah, something like that in the mountains of North Carolina, and then probably hit up, you know, Atlanta, go across to Texas. And
yeah, watch out for the mountain people. Don't go near.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No. Yeah. We're not going to West Virginia where you hear the banjos.
Come on. I get listeners from West Virginia. So here's what I want to do, Mike. Let's just hold this for a second. We're going to take our second break, and we got a ton of people listening. I want to do this. I'm going to play a game with you when we come back. It's going to be kind of fun. I'm changing my format a little bit. So you're going to, it's going to be experimenting with you, my friend. So when we're going to listen, guys, folks, people, everybody who's listening, stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
Featuring over 35 films from 20 countries, the International Silent Film Festival is back. This is our third year and our success is growing. Last year's festival's winner, the Silver Chair, won 14 awards including the Quiet Award. This year's submissions are proving to be just as amazing. Here's a clip from one of the favorites in this year's festival, starring Stephen Van Guster and Juliette Lecompte, titled Don't Wake Me. That's just one of our amazing films. So please come visit the International Silent Film Festival. Ticket prices are only $35, and a proceed of each ticket price goes to the Federation for the Blind, so they can enjoy the movies as much as we do. Thank you for your support. And remember, shush.
I'm Shay Spillane, and you're listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, who put me so hardcore on the spot to say something nice about him, but guess what? I'm not gonna.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still on the Facebook Messenger app is Mike Gray. You can follow him on Facebook, Mike Gray Comedian. Do you list your dates on your Facebook? You do one of those pictures like a meme and you put your dates on it?
Yeah. I like to do that. Usually I'll do it the week before. I mean, because we're coming out of COVID, so I don't have a ton of dates right now. Yes. You know what I mean? So I do them kind of one at a time.
I see everybody doing that, and I'm like, maybe I'm missing that piece of it. I don't know.
Probably doesn't bring anything in, but what I noticed though is it's like a lot of people will see, oh, you're getting out a lot. So even if you're not bringing people in, it's like other comedians that I haven't even worked with, like Jimmy Cash, or like, yeah, you're getting out a lot. I see you have a lot of gigs and stuff. So it's kind of to make face too.
No, that I understand. But yeah. I'm literally, like, I have not, like, the only reason I go on Facebook is to clear that little fucking bubble, the red bubbles, the notification, because I'm type A. I can't stand that shit. So I just log on, clear it, and then I log off. I'm never on Facebook. This is the longest I've been on Facebook, even when I'm on my paddleboard.
Yeah.
I used to do the Facebook Live on the paddleboard, and because my phone, I need a new fucking phone. So when a video comes up, I lose signal. So it's like, hey, every little go. So anyway, now you got you have your girlfriend there, you said?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we're living in a camper right now, actually.
Nice. Actually, you know something? I have a house and it's fucking I wish I had something I could just move.
Yeah.
Do you have pets?
Yeah, I got a dog. He's chewing a bone right now. I don't know if you can hear it.
Because you gotta have a comedy dog on the road when you take it off.
Oh. Yeah,
you gotta
yeah.
do the dog. You gotta have the dog. You gotta have the bone. You gotta have the wife. You gotta have the guitar, and then you gotta do the stuff. And then halfway through it, everything leaves you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yep.
So then you keep writing, and now you're fucking famous. So, I know. Don't we always? You could be like, get arrested. Today's a big day to get arrested, apparently. But here's what I've done. Now I usually do a game with my guests, and I try to do something about their name, or I try to do this. I wanted to uniform it. I wanted to make it the same game, even though customizing the games are really fun. So what I decided to do is I wanted to change formats a little bit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a game with you. I specifically wrote a few. It's called 50 Shades.
Ooh.
This movie is so fun. Why do they make three of them? I don't know. It's like Pirates of the Caribbean. It's the same. It's not my demographic. It doesn't work. So this, what we're going to do is we're going to play 50 Shades. Now, I've got a lot of people listening. Now, here's the thing, Mike, because you and I are speaking via instantaneous Facebook Messenger. we're speaking almost like I say something, you say something, you hear something, I say something, and it works out. Now, as I'm broadcasting through Facebook, so you have literally an 8 to 10 second lead on the audience before they even hear it. So we're going to play a little bit. Now, 50 Shades, I was thinking, can we do it sexual? No, I know Mike. Mike's a nice guy. Could I do it, you know, maybe 50 Shades of Comedy? No. And then I thought, no, 50 Shades.
Hmm.
I have, let's play a little, where is the butt? I just, okay, here we go. I'm going to play a little bit. It's going to be like set up like the, I can't say the trademark word, but it's like the, your relatives fighting. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the way it's going to work. I have the top 6 answers, and you have to name them. So the top 6 answers. Okay. When I say 50 Shades, the clue is, and I because I'm brand new with this game, I'm fucking butchering it. The setup. Mike's like, I have no fucking idea. I'm glad we have an 8 second delay so I can figure out this game before the audience does.
Yeah, that's my only thing that's saving me right now.
It's 50 Shades. So the top 6 answers are on the board, and they are other words for shades.
Blinds.
Blinds. Is blinds up there? Blinds is up there. That's number 4. The audience has not tagged in. Would you like to go again? There's only 6.
Shutters.
Shutters. Is shutters up there? Shutters is number 5. That's 2 down. The audience is, my brother just said blinds. So now you got to catch up. You 2 versus 1. Name another.
Blinds, shutters, shades. Oh, shit.
Shit is not up there.
Shit is not.
No. I'll tell you what. What do you call? What would you call these, Mike? Look at. Oh, you can't see. I'm off screen.
Probably I can't.
How about these? What would you call those?
Sheets.
No. No, I actually went to the store and bought those, you fucker. No, they look like sheets, but they're
curtains.
All. Oh, my brother said curtains before you did. Okay, that's the buzz in. So my brother got that, so I got to give you 1. All right. So curtains, blinds, shutters. We got some time.
Ooh.
What might you call the very top? It's like a little tiny, it's maybe about a foot, maybe 8 inches. It just covers the top.
Oh.
Window treatment. No, window treatment is not one of them, Paul. My sister said drapes. Is drapes up there? Drapes is up there. So it's now 2-2. So you got to get 2 more. Valance. Oof. My sister got valance.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? That's the valance.
That's a good one.
Oh, there's only 1 left. And you have to get this to tie with the audience. They got, wait a minute, did anybody say, yes, they got curtains, they got valances, they got drapes, you got blinds and shutters. You need this last one. Ask your girl for help. That could work. How about this?
Katie, what's another word for blinds or?
No.
Wow, for shades.
Yeah.
Curtains, drapes, valance. Shutters, I got shutters.
What's another word for shade? I'm helping you out.
Ugh.
Do you know this song?
I know it's one of those songs that I confuse for another song every time.
You got to get this one. Another name for shades. Shades.
Glasses.
What kind of glasses?
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses. I will allow that one. Let's do this one. You got it right.
All right.
So I believe you tied up with the audience. It's a shitty game, but it's the it's the maiden voyage, and I think it was worth it. So let's
I
do this.
I think so.
What are you going to do? You know, I've had a long day. It's fun to work with you. So let's do this. Let me take my third and final break. And when we come back, we are going to ask Mike the question I ask of all my guests. Please tell us about your first time on stage, your best time on stage, and your worst time on stage. You are listening to Radio Regardless. We'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Air Regardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, and still on the Facebook Instant Messenger is Mike Gray. And please, free stalk him. It doesn't cost anything. Find him on Facebook and follow him. He's at Mike Gray. That's G-R-A-Y, because some people think it's E-Y, G-R-A-Y, comedian on Facebook. And you had actually mentioned something during the break. Yes, I live in Salem, and you said you came in October, and there was like, was that the dog?
Oh, yeah, that was the dog shaking. Yeah, no, I, one time with my girlfriend at the time, it was like 5 or 6 years ago, we went to Salem. We're like, oh, we got to go to Salem in October. And I'm like, it's not going to be good. Like, I would go to that town any other time of year, but October was the worst.
Yes.
I mean, it was just sardines through the streets, just packed.
Well, people think, oh, I have to go during October. And it's like, no, you fucking don't.
No.
You don't. So I tabulated all the scores. You tied. The tie goes to the runner, and you are my guest, so you win! You win!
Yeah! What do I win?
Nothing.
Ah, shit.
You win. You got to stick it in the listeners' faces.
You win!
You win.
I win.
So, see, that's my new thing. A tie goes to the runner. You're my guest, so it's a tie up. So all I'm going to do is six things from now on. So, Mike, before we let you go, please tell my lovely audience and myself about your first time, your best time, and your worst times on stage. And please do them in that order, because it's a nice progression. And then we all get to laugh, because comedians love hearing shit stories at the end of the show.
Well, my first time on stage is kind of anticlimactic, because I took Tim Farrell's class. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Tim Farrell.
No.
He's from Portland originally, but he used to work at the Comedy Connection there.
Then I know him. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Took me a second.
I don't think he performed that much. I think he was just, he worked there and booked and whatnot. He's a great guy, but I took his class, and that was the first time on stage. And that was really fun, because we got this, you know, this little theater, and a bunch of people went up. And I don't know if you've seen a comedy class, but there's always, you know, the guys who think they're going to be Dave Chappelle. There's an old lady. There's a couple people who are kind of like neutral. You know what I mean? And I was the guy who thought he was going to be Dave Chappelle.
No.
I mean, I'm more humble than that, but I was like serious about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got up there and did that joke that I have about the eviscerating with a box cutter. That's one of the first jokes I ever wrote. It's been refined a lot since then, but that's one of the first jokes I ever wrote. And it was weird getting on there, because a lot of people are talking about, you know, oh, I have this niece who's really goofy. And then I'm like, yeah, I want to kill this guy at work. You know? And yeah, so that was my first time on stage. Then what was the next one? The best time?
Yes, your best time on stage.
Ooh. That's rough, because there's been quite a few shows. I do a lot of work with Mark Turcotte.
Yep.
And one show I did, I was kind of the headliner, but it was at a time when I thought, I'm like, I don't know if I can do this, because I felt like I only had 10 to 12 minutes and that was it. Yeah. And I was struggling to write new material. And it was just this little brewery up in Lewiston, yeah, Maine, and Bare Bones Beer, which has since closed, unfortunately. Yeah, it's real rough. But I told a few friends that I had quite a few friends in that small city. And so by the time I went on, there were not only my friends there, but there were a bunch of people at the brewery already. I mean, it was packed, packed for this place. And I just fucking crushed. Nice. It was amazing. Probably not my best performance wise, but it was the best crowd wise, I would say. Yeah. And a lot of shows that I've been doing at Craft Brew Underground have been great too. Just kind of consistently great. Now my worst time.
Before you get, because I want to hear about, you said, now this is an interesting thing for especially for people who are listening who aren't comedians. There's sometimes, now you said the audience was good, my best audience, but there's a different level. So is there another show where you were on, or there was like a different, so that they understand the difference between the audience was with me as opposed to I was doing, like, where there's two different pieces of it?
Yeah. I mean, my performance was really good that day, but the audience was incredible. And then there was another time when I had headlined at Craft Brew Underground. It was back in January this year, and it was awkward. So, I mean, I was okay. I got video of it. It was all right. And, but then it was like a month later and I felt kind of crappy about that performance. And then I was middling in like a month and a half later, and I was just on fire, just everything. And the timing was great. And then Mark afterwards was like, "That's the best I've ever seen you." And I feel like since then, I just keep getting a little tighter, a little bit more complex. And Joe Iannetti, when I met him, I mean, you know, Joe, he's awesome.
Yeah. Love
Wicked Joe. Nice guy. He gave me one of the best compliments ever. That was, and this was after a gun quit. He's like, "Man, I love watching you. You scare people."
Yeah. You got to scare him a little bit. Yeah. Which is funny.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I wanted to give you just that moment so that you could, you know, because sometimes, you know, people listen to comedians and they go, "Oh, wow, they're really funny." But it's just like any other job. There's dynamics and things where sometimes the audience is just on fire and there's nothing you can do wrong. And then sometimes they're, you know, you get them to be that moment. So I just wanted to give a chance to explain both. So now that we heard about your first time on stage where you thought you're going to be Dave Chappelle and you had a good time, and then you had this really great crowd, and then another one where you had a really great, you were on fire. Now let's talk about the worst show that you've done.
there's a couple.
I know. There's so many. Everybody, there's so many. So just pick one. Maybe two, and it all depends. Like, if you could top one.
Yeah.
I love listening to train wreck shows. It's what comics
love. Oh, it's so fun. Well, there was a show I did recently for Rob Steen at one of the Chunkies, and those are kind of hard anyway because you can't hear very well, you know, because it's a movie theater. But yes, it just, the crowd gave us nothing at all. And then Rob gets up there, nothing. It's just crickets. And then Mike Murray gets up there, and cricket. It just, you know, we all got a couple chuckles, but that was it. But the single worst time was when I was opening for JT Habersat, who I mentioned before. Jay Shinoin had seen me at the Shaskeen in New Hampshire, and he requested that I be put on this show. It was a Mark Turcotte show at Baxter Brewing. So the thing is, Baxter used to be great, but it was in this different room. Mm-hmm. And they moved it, and now it's in a big restaurant. So they had us using their PA system, which was pumping through the whole restaurant.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
But no one was listening.
Oh, God.
It was at big high ceilings, and just all you could hear was people talking. And I'm like, dude, this is the show I've wanted to do for so long. And what was the funniest part The funniest part was when you go outside, there were speakers outside. So we were booming our voices over across the river. And the thing is, I mean, you've heard me. Jay has stuff about serial killers.
Oh,
and
Jesus
JT Haversat has this bit about fucking Hitler's mom.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God. It's just booming out across.
That was so bad. We committed a crime that night.
That's so funny. Oh God. That's so, now we're doing shows. Here's the funny thing. You did an outside show, but you were inside. And usually with COVID, you're outside doing it. Oh my God, that's so funny. And here's the thing. Comics laugh, like, the worse the gig, the funnier it is. That's oh, Jesus Christ. So it's Mike Gray, comedian on Facebook. And I think you're like the only Mike Gray, which is really cool. And you can find him right away. And of course, he's listing all his dates. Is there others?
There is a guy, Mike Gray. I think that's a comedian out of California. I happen to find, but I haven't, I just heard there was one. I don't know anything about him.
No, it's, something. You're the one, Mike. You're the Mike. You're the one.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck.
Make him change his name.
Fuck that guy. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow night. We'll do it. We'll have another fun time. But thank you so much for being part of the show tonight, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me, man. It was awesome.
All right. Well, you take care. I'll see you tomorrow. We'll make some more laughs tomorrow. All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. That was Mike Gray, everybody. Oh, my God. So, ladies and gentlemen. That's the show. I hope you had a good time. I did. I actually was I was kind of tired, and you guys have kind of woke me up. Thank you guys for joining us live on Facebook. And let me tell you what I got going on before I let you go. Of course, tomorrow I'll be doing two shows up at the Levitt Theater up in Agunquit, Maine. I'll be closing, by the way. I'll be closing. And then Friday and Saturday night, here's the cool thing. Because I've been on the trolley, we are now starting to do the, I shouldn't say the Halloween shows, but the scary shows, the haunted shows. We do those at night. I have not done them since last October, so I, of course, have to brush up on the script. But it's a really fun time. If you're in Salem area and you want to be kind of creeped out, you want to hear some of those haunted stories, we put you on the trolley and we take you around the city and we tell you some of the haunted stories. And that's the Tales and Tombstones of the Salem Trolley, and you can check out the website if you go to thesalemtrolley.com. And, of course, the Levitt Theater. You can go to the Levitt Theater website as well. Check me out. So, as always, if you want to be a sponsor, a guest, you want to leave a question or comment, call the hotline, 978-219-9294. You can always email me at radioirregardless@gmail.com. In 2 weeks, August 18th, my guest will be Angela the Comic, and you're going to love her too. Ladies and gentlemen, be safe, and we'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2021, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello.